Hey, listener, Underdog Fantasy is the easiest place to play fantasy sports. Also, the fastest growing fantasy app in the industry. You can play Pick'em, pick whether your favorite players will have a higher or lower total in each stat for this week's games for a chance to win big. You can actually win up to 100 times your money in a single night. That's right. I didn't say 10. I didn't say 20. Up to 100 times your money. Pick between 2 and 5 players, build a pick'em entry. My favorite feature, you can make rivals picks. Pit 2 players against each other. Wembanyama versus Nikola Jokic. Tim Hardaway Jr. versus Norm Powell. Kawhi Leonard versus Steph Curry. Who knows? Maybe Grayson Allen versus Pat Connaughton. You get where I'm going with that. You can do it all with Underdog Fantasy. Make sure you sign up today with the promo code DING. That's D-I-N-G. And get your first deposit doubled up to $100 as well as an instant pick'em special. Visit underdogfantasy.com or find them in the app store. And don't forget to register with our promo code DING, D-I-N-G, to get your first deposit doubled up to $100 as well as an instant pick'em special. Must be 18 or older and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play? Call 1-800-522-4700 or visit www.ncpgambling.org.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
I'm a roving cowboy, riding all day long. Tumbleweeds around me sing their lonely song. Nights underneath the prairie moon, I ride along and sing a tune. See them tumbling down, pledging their love to the ground. Lonely but free I'll be found, drifting along with a tumbling tumbleweed. The past are behind, nowhere to go but I'll find, just where the trail will lie, drifting along with a tumbling tumbleweed.
I know when night is gone that a new world's born at dawn.
Keep rolling along, deep in my heart is a song. Here on the range I belong, drifting along.
It's not clear to me that I think there will exist a general purpose device that does everything you want, because I don't think the whole world's going to be able to afford 5 devices per person in the bubble of Terranea.
No! Don't step on the 1. You gotta start on the 2. Find the 2, you understand?
I told you I never did any of these dances before.
Now it's 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. Now, when music starts, you don't dance till the 2. You got it? Nice. Breathe. Frank? Nope.
Wilson! Wilson!
Wilson!
Wilson!
Wilson, where are you?
Swimming.
Wilson!
Here comes the music right now.
Wilson!
3, 2, and 1. Go!
Wilson, where are you?
Gentlemen,
it's a feeling. A heartbeat.
I have a plan.
It's called blackmail. As you know, the royal family of Britain are the wealthiest landowners in the world. Either the royal family pays us an exorbitant amount of money, or we make it seem that Prince Charles has had an affair outside of marriage and therefore would have to divorce. Right, okay, people, you have to tell me these things, all right? I've been frozen for 30 years, okay? Throw me a freaking bone here. I'm the boss. Need the info.
What up?
What is happening?
Hello.
What's up?
Happy Friday. Feeling better, Jade?
I don't want to talk about it.
Okay.
I don't want to talk about it, man.
Moving on. Awkward.
You gotta go.
Oh, man. Elon Musk and Grimes split up. Jade, man. What
there
a bummer.
That's better.
What a bummer, dude. You know, because they really seemed like they had it figured out when they named their kid X-Ash Archangel. But just not going to be. Just not going to be
for them. Who's Grimes? Who is that?
She's a like electronic kind of gothy musician. I actually stumbled across one of her songs in my Spotify Discover Weekly Algae Rhythm. That was kind of good. That was the first Grimes song that I heard that I liked. But for the most part, I was not aware of her musical stylings. But
is it Grime or Grimes?
Grimes. It's not that grimy music. With an S, though, yeah. But who will take care of X-Ash Archangel, Jade? That's my question. Who will care for the boy?
The aliens, I guess.
It's true. Yeah, how does custody hearing work if you want to take...
She looks like an alien.
...your kid to space? I feel like that's a little awkward. I feel like you're not going to win your custody hearing in that case.
I don't even know what's going on here. How old is this girl?
She's a lot younger than him. I think she's maybe 30 at this point.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, that's sad. Sorry. Sorry, Elon.
But she was with him when... Did you remember that whole, like, Azalea Banks saga or something where she claimed that she was hanging out in his house but like never saw them for like a whole weekend or something because his house is so big, and then he tweeted about selling Tesla to like the Arabs or something on acid. Do you remember any of that?
I think
no.
Any bells?
I wonder what great thing.
Thank God.
They were experimenting with acid together.
I don't know if I have time for that for my brain.
That's fair. Shit, man.
It's
too much.
I'm not like super proud of all the things that linger in my brain, but that's what happens when every week I like crawl the internet for Twitter and try to find try to find interesting stuff.
Like, Elon Musk falls into my category. If all right, let me see you do it. He talks a good game, you know, but. Like with Bill Gates or Zuckerberg, I'm always like, I want someone to just stop down and go, all right, do some coding for me, you know?
Totally. No, 100%. I mean, that was...
Let's see a code.
I was late on the Theranos doc, but I watched that, and that was 100% the deal with her. And then also the WeWork documentary. The dude from WeWork is a trip, bro. He's like Israeli...
What's his name? Yeah, I gotta watch that. Is that on HBO?
That one was on Hulu. But he's 100% a guy who's just like all charisma and talk and does absolutely no work. Like he finessed a situation where he got a bunch of investors to pay for him to have a really nice office and to do all this shit. And his company was just leaking money the entire time and didn't really do anything.
It's, yeah, I mean, a lot of these people, I'm always like, come on. Bill Gates' specialty is talking with the hands. Talks with the, same with Ballmer. Ever see Ballmer with the hand talk?
Yeah. Ballmer is a whole body talker.
but Gates, they just brought him back out the other day. He did a little interview. Did you catch this?
No, I did not.
He did a little interview on PBS, the NewsHour, with Judy Woodruff. And at the end of the interview, she was asking him about his relationship with Jeffrey Epstein. And he said something extremely weird, which was, what the heck was it? She kept pressing him, like, you know, it was the third time she brought it up. And he goes, well, he's dead now. So you got to be very careful. it's something like that. It's like, is that a threat, Bill? You know, he's such a, he's a strange dude.
And, you know, I've said I regretted having those dinners. And there's nothing, absolutely nothing new on that.
Is there a lesson for you, for anyone else looking at this?
Well, he's dead. So, you know, in general, you always have to be careful. And, you know,
doing too much, you know, too. It's another category I have, which is like,
be very proud of the work
guy's
of
doing too much. And, now he's, he's got that's the vaccine. He's doing the climate stuff. He's doing food and agriculture. It's like, how much can one man possibly do?
Not one man. It's billions of dollars. Billions of dollars.
No, I understand. But, and he's the whole foundation, whatnot. But I don't know. Doing a little too much there, Bill. Let me see some coding, you know?
Zach, I know you're heartbroken that Elon Musk and Grimes are done.
Who?
Elon Musk.
And who?
Grimes.
Like, who is this person?
Who the fuck is Grimes? Is that the dude, the British dude we just mentioned yesterday?
Goldie?
Gay.
Goldie?
Who the fuck is Grimes?
That's what I said. I'm like, who?
What? Oh, man.
Elon, hold on.
Do you know the name of his baby, Zach?
No, I didn't even know he had a baby. Who the fuck let them?
R2-D2.
Who the fuck is Grimes?
I've
never heard of this person in my life.
That's amazing.
I'm not even trying to be cool or
above it. I've literally never heard of this person. I gotta. What does this mean? 2 hours ago, TheVerge.com, Elon Musk and Grimes are now, quote, semi-separated. What the fuck does that mean?
That's not as good of a term as Gwyneth Paltrow when she consciously uncoupled. That's my favorite ever.
Yeah. Uncoupling is great. That's a great way of putting it.
Consciously, you know? It wasn't an unconscious uncoupling. It might have been an unconscious coupling. But it's a conscious uncoupling.
Claire Grimes Boucher.
Reminds me of the AOC controversy going on now.
She's the Claire, water boy's little sister.
Claire Boucher.
Boucher.
Somehow we got Grimes out of that.
She does kind of look like Fairuza Balk, too. So it's just a real whole water boy.
Oh, yeah, she does. Okay, I can see this. Claire Elise Boucher got the name Grimes. British Columbia. Okay. Nothing's adding up here.
How do you know Fairuza Balk?
Fairuza Balk was...
legend.
She was really... I mean, she had like a really short run. Because it was Waterboy and it was like maybe one other thing.
Oh, The Craft. Are you kidding me? The Craft is what she's known for. Oh my God.
Oh yeah. Well, that's pretty good.
But she was just like, you know, very, very much the kind of
she's an almost
girl.
Famous. She's in American History X.
Bad girl, kind of borderline goth girl. Mm-hmm.
Ray Donovan.
Alternative, hot, hottie when I was a young person growing up watching The Waterboy.
She was Dorothy in Return to Oz?
She was an almost famous.
Is that your thing, Mace? Is that your thing?
I don't think it is. I think I think I would be scared of, like, her character in The Waterboy, like, scared me a little bit. You know, like she would like pull out a knife on somebody, but like also could fix like a lawnmower. It was like a weird skill set that she had that was intimidating to me.
That whole thing reminds me of the AOC thing going on now. You see this? Something with Israel's Iron Dome, you know, some anti-missile thing where she changed her vote from no to present. I'm like, present? How do you vote present?
How do you? Yeah, you just vote. That's just roll call. That's attendance, isn't it?
I don't even know. I just see this shit and I'm like, forget about it. I just can't take it anymore. Everything's such a mind fuck these days. Let's forget it. I gave a shot. I'm out. Oh, man. Where's Idan?
Shooter.
I just watched the latest Ted Lasso.
Woo! Mm.
It's good.
Oh my god.
I just started it. It's interesting Ted Lasso, you never know how long it's going to be.
Right. This one was like cuz I thought I was like, "Oh, I'll sneak this in before we pod."
It's like 50 minutes, right?
Yeah, it was like 50 minute episode. Like they're usually like 30, 35. It was great, man.
It's interesting.
But I mean, that's a thing that's happening more often now, where like, it's just however long the episode is. But yeah, I mean, there's easily been like a 25 minute Ted Lasso episode before, but this season they're like, you know what? We're gonna extend it out. We're gonna go for a full hour, because we won 9 million Emmys, bitch.
I like that idea. Yeah.
They won so many Emmys. 9 times. I don't remember. I mean, it's kind of like the mailbag, right? It's like, I guess we could do like a 30-minute mailbag, but also it could be 2 hours sometimes.
I mean, it's not on TV, right?
It's not TV. It's Apple TV, as they say, you know?
It's digital. Digital.
Oh, my God.
I'm in the process.
Not sure who watches TV, by the way. But
I'm in the process of moving.
Oh, yeah. How's it going? Oh, my God. Why?
It's just so much work. I'm like, I'm throwing away so much shit. I don't have the movers coming until Tuesday, but like I moved my entire closet yesterday.
Uh-huh.
And it's just like, man, it's just so many trips.
You got a lot of clothes?
I mean, I have enough. Like, you know, I have a lot of shoes. I moved like, oh my God. And I didn't even move half my shoes.
Oh, for some reason, I thought you were. I always picture you as like a sparse, like don't have much stuff.
I mean, I have like something for whatever occasion, right? So if I need to dress, I don't wear them, but I have, in case I need to dress nicely, I have that. In case I need to dress more wintry, I have that. And so it's just like, you know.
Wait, where are you moving to? Did I miss it? Did I miss the update?
Toronto.
Oh, for real?
No.
I was like, Zach, you're
going to
be a Canadian? What?
I'm moving like 2 miles away from my place. I'm moving to Sherman Oaks.
2 miles, but in LA traffic, that's like an hour, right?
It can be, yeah. Sometimes, on the way, going out that way, there's never traffic coming back. Or that stretch of highway is, oof. Freeway, I should say. Yeah, that thing is impacted. You just take the surface streets all the way back.
Eden, are you recording?
Am I recording? No. Did you see in my message I said sorry, I haven't updated yet. It's been like an insane
4 weeks.
Eden,
I know.
Are you at liberty to share what you just said?
Can you just reinstall?
Right now?
Well, yeah, it's a pain in the butt to edit.
All right, let me find the link.
Lord, that's
that was five minutes for you equals 2 hours for me.
Eden, can you do me a favor and like just take the trash out? All right, like I know that you.
God.
Will you just put your clothes away, Eden? Please, oh can you like?
They're washed, I know you just finished dried. The laundry, but can you fold you just, it now?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Just a search installer.
Eden, just please, can you unload the dishwasher? All right? Like,
no, okay. I'll take the clothes out of the dryer. I'll fold them. Please. I will categorize them.
Eden,
whatever
can you
guys
need. I got a long day tomorrow. I've got an early start. I don't have time to get gas. Can you just go gas up the car, please?
I'll fill up the car real quick.
Yeah, just gas go it fill up the car real quick, please.
Just take it around the corner. Pop it off, you know? You need the full tank. He's moving.
I'm sorry. My email's still loading.
You should have it like on your...
My computer's like about to die.
Did you get a new computer?
Computer, but I haven't migrated. So, like, I'm still the old one. I got that M1, baby.
I got that M1, baby.
Oh.
Oh, God. And then, Amin will tell you that the M1 chip is not going to work.
Oh, Amin is so... full of shit. Amin doesn't know what work. The fuck he's talking about.
With call recorder.
It won't work.
No.
It actually probably won't, because I was like, the only way I...
Download Audacity.
Definitely do not download Audacity. That program
it crashes constantly. Just do
nightmare.
Oh, QuickTime. Just use QuickTime.
I have ScreenFlow.
Well, QuickTime is probably more stable, but just open up QuickTime, new audio record, make sure your mic's selected.
So don't upgrade, don't do the Ecamm thing?
No, because it won't work.
I'm not on the M1 now, though.
Oh, then you're,
Do me a favor, keep
I'm just
keep
saying
all of
it's taking a really long time. I know, great listener. This is exactly what our listeners come here for, is Eden figuring out
updating her computer.
It's just I'm almost, can we also require anyone who comes on the show to record themselves, please?
All right.
It's a pain in the butt.
Yeah, everyone needs to have headphones, a mic of some sort.
Yeah, everyone needs to have a dynamic mic with the...
Yes.
With the wind blocker.
Yeah, we don't ask a lot. Just everyone who comes on as a guest, just have a full production studio.
Full setup.
Yeah, it's all you need. Yeah.
Please. I would appreciate it. Okay. Call recorder. Install call recorder.
Quit Skype.
Yeah, quit Skype.
Yeah. Yep. See you in a minute.
All right. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Jade, jeez. So...
she's not coming back.
Sorry.
Now she's just like stomping. She's taking out the trash, but she's stomping extra hard when she's doing
it. Son of a bitch.
And she's not looking at you. She's avoiding eye contact.
Yeah, slow walk back into the house.
God, that was so heavy. The trash is so annoying. So gross. I don't like touching it. All right? But I should have known that when Juju Gotti said, "Let me Google how to open QuickTime," that he probably wasn't going to record correctly. Should have known that. And it's on me because we had a lot of podcasting to get into. But, yeah. Should have asked Juju to wear headphones.
I'm back.
She's back.
And call recorder is going. Thank God.
All right.
What will we ever do without it?
All right. What happened with Juju?
I guess he recorded... without headphones in. So,
oh, God, that's the... Oh.
So I had his audio, show? And then I had all of our audio on top of his audio.
Yeah, it sounds...
a nightmare.
Like, you did a great job. It sounds pretty good. There are times where the audio gets weird, where clearly, like, you had to, like, there was overlap or whatever, but
overlap,
you did a good job. Yeah. For the most part, it sounds pretty good.
My mouse clicking hand was a little strained.
How long did that take? A long time.
Longer,
right?
I'll tell you that. Yeah, and also listening to it
Oh, I bet that was
nuts. Like I was about to chuck my computer through the wall.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's
just one of those things
that's
where
that's a rough one.
You do it and then it's you can't possibly correct it until like you have to correct everything at the beginning. Once you've started, you're screwed. You're absolutely screwed.
If it's a QA, you're fine. But that's not. If it's a lot of just overlap,
yeah,
like rapid talking, it's a nightmare. It's one of the worst things that could possibly happen.
Because Dale Huey asked at Door Guy Dale, how much time, total time, do you guys spend per episode doing the pod, both recording and then the lonely maze task of producing it?
Well, Amin's nice enough to produce during the recording for you, you know?
It's so thoughtful of him.
Yeah.
To do... I love Amin's theater of the mind production where yeah. he imagines what production would be like.
Yeah. You notice I rarely ask you to clip something. I rarely do. Because I understand. Because I'm a good teammate.
Also, I can't tell you... Because I mark down... You know, things that I think are going to get clipped or you guys are going to want to get clipped or that I want to get clipped. I cannot tell you the number of times that Amin has asked me to clip something and I didn't mark it. And then I go back to it to like find it in the movie. And it's one word.
Right.
Over like a loud sound effect.
Right. It's not worth it.
That doesn't sound good.
Right.
It's you're just better off. And then half the time, or not more than half the time, he'll just do the line anyways. He'll just do it.
Yeah.
And it'll be as good, if not better. Yeah. He's
a monster.
Whatever his version of cinema, like I should try to do that sometime. I should try to just like only do the production that Amin wants and see how that turns out. But
No.
Yeah,
no. Don't
no.
do that.
No. Absolutely.
You got to learn those compression. There's, you know, like you can find, you know, a lot of times when I'm looking for instrumentals on stuff,
mm-hmm.
they'll like these guys, they'll take the song and somehow they're able to completely get rid of the vocal.
I've heard
How
that.
How do they do that?
I don't know.
It's amazing.
Some interesting scrub. It's there like very faintly, but it's definitely they suppress the hell out of it.
It's incredible. You could do the opposite. So you'd like do a full noise reduction. I don't know, but there is a way.
But it's just not, but like most of the time, it's just not worth it.
It's like such a small aspect. Right. Exactly. That's not actually that funny that he probably wasn't really paying attention to, but he just got it stuck in his mind. Like, oh, that's something that we should have.
Yeah.
But in terms of like total time, I mean, I know that it takes you at least an hour more than however long the movie is going, right, Zach?
Yeah. So I usually have an hour of prep preparing like the whole, like, you know, the reviews and the cast and all that stuff. Like that's usually about an hour getting through that whole preamble before we get to the actual notes of the movie. And then, yeah, like most movies, it'll take at least an hour on top of the runtime, if not more.
Hey, listener, Zach Harper here from Cinephobe. Yeah, that podcast. It's a good one. Ascertain. Telling you right now, Prize Picks, that's the way to go. Prize Picks is America's number one fantasy sports app with over 3 million members. The easiest and most exciting way to play DFS is just you against the numbers. You pick more than or less than on 2 to 6 player stat projections and watch the winnings roll in. It's demon time. That's right. You're asking, what does that mean? It's demon time. I'll tell you. Demons and Goblins, the newest and most exciting way to play at Prize Picks. Squares marked with red demons or green goblins get you different payouts. You can now win up to 100 times your money with as little as 4 correct picks. That's insane. That's insane of Prize Picks to do. You know what else is insane? They offer injury insurance so that your entries stay in play, even if one of your players gets injured. For football and basketball games, if you have a player who exits the game in the first half and does not return in the second, that player projection won't count against you, and the rest of your entry stays alive. Prize Picks is the only DFS platform with an injury insurance policy. And by the way, they now offer Apple Pay for quick and easy deposits into your account this
football, basketball, any season you're playing. Me personally, I'm taking more than points on Joel Embiid all the time. I'm taking more than assists on Tyrese Halliburton. I'm taking less than points on Jordan Poole. Those seem to be the easy money makers for you. And you're probably wondering, Zach, how do I get involved in this? You go to prizepicks.com/ding and use code DING, D-I-N-G, for a first deposit match up to $100. That's prizepicks.com/ding. Use code DING, D-I-N-G, for a first deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks, pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
And for Amin, I'm cranking that down. I'm thinking he spends
five minutes. Not that much.
Maybe five? 30 minutes more. Right. He's usually he cranks up and then he cranks down.
He's always cranking, that's for sure.
He's not pausing. He's not going back to make sure he has lines right, unless he really likes it.
Yeah, unless he's super engaged in the movie.
And that's then he's like usually watching it
a third of the time.
Under pressure, like we're recording it at 1:30 and he started the movie at noon.
Right, exactly.
And so he doesn't have time to do that stuff.
Well, he doesn't pause. He couldn't possibly, you know, do any of this before when he's just wasting time doing nothing. You know?
Yeah.
Scouting.
Must be urgent.
But I've been having an issue where my time management skills, like I function better if I have more to do. If I have less to do, I'll find a way to make editing the pod take more time.
Yeah.
So, like I said before, I don't feel comfortable disclosing how long it takes me to produce something, so, especially this Juju one. I'm like, kind of
that doesn't count.
Well, it's a 2+ hour episode with 4 tracks, and one of the tracks was a nightmare. So it took me a while.
So it probably took you at least an hour.
At least.
Yeah, minimum.
Yeah, start there. And I do probably about 30 minutes plus of prep, and then it takes me at least an hour more to watch the movie. Depends on what the movie is, honestly.
I've stopped looking up the trivia because you guys handle that now. So that's like taken away, you know, 20 minutes off my usual process.
Amin has started looking up the trivia.
Yeah, Amin has started preparing for the podcast, which is nice. He's finally 100 years in. He's decided to he'll do some work on the pod, which is good.
Sounds about right.
Yeah. Picture this, all right? You're shopping online, right? You're clicking, you're adding things to the cart, you're feeling good, and then you decide to go to checkout. And at checkout, you see the total. And you're like, what? How did this get so high? I just added an item here, an item there. Here's a hoodie, there's a hoodie. All of a sudden, it's like $300. I'm gonna spend $300. And then you see that promo code field just staring right back at you, looking at you, saying, hey, bet you wish you had one of me. And maybe you start searching on the internet. You Google promo code for whatever, right? And you don't find anything current, because of course that's not how it works. You know what does work? Honey. With Honey, searching for coupon codes on your own, it's a thing of the past. Honey is a free shopping tool that scours the internet for promo codes and applies the best one it finds to your cart. Honey supports over 30,000 stores online. Tech, gaming products, fashion, food delivery, everything. Honey has it all. Imagine you're shopping on one of your favorite sites. When you hit that checkout, the Honey button drops down and says, hey, found some coupons for you. Let's see if anything works here. And all you do is click apply coupons. Wait a few seconds. Honey searches and it gets one for you. And you watch that price drop. All of a sudden that $300 might be $240, might be $200. Who knows? Who knows how much it could save you? Depends on the site, depends on the day, depends on the promo code. Me personally ordered a bunch of clothes. It was like $230 or something like that. Had Honey say, hey, got something for you, Zach. Clicked it, got 20% off. Saved a bunch of money. Honey has found its over 17 million members, over 2 billion $1 billion in savings. If you don't already have Honey, you could be straight up missing out on free savings. It's literally free. It's free. It installs in seconds on your browser. And by getting it, you'll be doing yourself a solid and supporting this podcast. I'd never recommend something I don't use. You guys know I use everything that we promote. So get Honey for free at joinhoney.com/ding. That's joinhoney.com/ding. Get a little something off the top.
Conlin Athletic Shoe at Convolutionary asked, if you eat something that makes you sick and you have leftovers, do you throw it out immediately or go back to the well? And I'm like, what?
Depends.
And he says, one of my favorite restaurants would always make me sick after eating, but then I was fine the following day with leftovers. One night of sacrifice for goodness. What are you eating?
There's nothing that you've put in the fridge and now it's like, well now that salmonella is out of here.
One of my favorite restaurants. It's
settled? Like what?
That doesn't make
any sense.
Made
me sick every time. I ate it. Is that the sentence I just heard?
How can it be your favorite restaurant if it makes you sick?
Is it serving psychedelic mushrooms?
Why would you ever eat it the first night anymore?
Yeah, I'm more confused as to how the leftovers are then fine. Like your body has acclimated to the poison?
That must be it. But every time you order it again, you start the process. I don't understand this question.
No, I don't.
It's the only thing that's made me sick that I enjoy is mushrooms. That's it.
Mm.
Did you eat the leftovers?
What the battle?
I mean, I ate them all.
Did you put them in the fridge for the next day?
Just don't understand. I don't know. What are we doing here? It's
maybe that's my problem with mollusks now, you know? Maybe I should be eating half the oysters and then put them in the fridge and then the next day get to the rest of them. Yeah.
Feel terrible. And
maybe that's the key to this allergy.
My man, Conlin, if you eat something that makes you sick, you should never have it again. I can't believe I have to say this. I can't believe that putting it in the fridge works, but that does not seem like a good situation.
I mean, I can kind of understand this from my perspective because, like, we were talking about this last week where I get stuffed. So, like, I'll get a Philly cheesesteak, steak and cheese, whatever, and I love it. I just love it. But afterwards, man, I am wrecked. So maybe that's what he's getting at. And then I will eat the other half the next day.
Okay.
Oh,
throwing up.
So how are you heating this up?
It's not throwing up. It's just that I'm just like, why?
Your stomach is destroyed.
Why did I eat? I should have got the salad with chicken.
Mm.
But then the next day I'm eating that thing. There's no way I'm letting that go to waste. So good. So maybe that's what he's talking about.
Yeah, I guess it'd be like Taco Bell then, right?
Yeah, like something that you regret after eating. Although I don't know how that's your favorite. Although where I get the cheesesteak, it is one of my favorite restaurants.
Yeah, I mean, like if I'm going to do like a Taco Bell situation, I know. Like, it's not like, oh, I have diarrhea the next day. But no, but like I don't feel good the next day, right? Like I need to get it out of me. Like I'll probably be gassy or something like that. But it's not like, oh, I'm going to throw up, but I can't wait to eat this again.
I mean, Jade, are you saying that when you eat the second half of the cheesesteak or whatever, it's fine? Or is it the same situation?
I'll generally eat it for lunch. It's more like the late night eat, like the dinner. Okay.
It's like when you eat it.
Dinner, I'll feel like stuffed, and I don't like that feeling at all. And so just like, and it'll carry into like your sleep sometimes for me. But then the next day I would eat it early in order to like work it off, I guess.
Mm.
I think that's what he's getting at. It has to be. There's no other explanation. We're going to need more info.
Or he's like eating a roofie every time he has this meal and doesn't remember Rufalin. It makes him sick.
There's that word again, Rufalin.
Forget me now.
I mean, I had a friend. I had a friend who would eat a lot. And she would, after we finished, she'd disappear to the bathroom for 45 minutes. And I don't quite know what was going on there. I never asked. But I just assumed somehow the food was getting disposed. I don't know which direction, but maybe it's something like that. I don't know. But like, I've never, or, you know, like, I don't know. I just think of Vegas for some reason, that Holstein's, you know, Holstein's?
Yeah.
The burger place. I was there a couple of times and I love the idea of going there is great.
It's too much.
But man, you end up, you just eat way too much, especially if you go with a group, you're getting all these appetizers, beer, and you're just like,
yeah, I'm flat out not
wretched.
I will not drink a beer. Really, mostly ever, but I will not drink a beer with a meal anymore.
Can't.
No. There's just no way. Okay. And then, yeah, Holstein's is great, but it's too much food. And even like, it's like, hey, I'd like to get one of those milkshakes. They're like, here's a gigantic ice cream sandwich inside. I'm like, all right, oh, like, I don't need that part of it. I don't need a whole brownie for my, to like top off my dessert, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I'm just going to feel like shit for the rest of the night.
Yeah, dessert is kind of absurd. I mean, I don't know. I got to be a bit. I need to go into these things with a bit more discipline, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the key, is just knowing how to have that discipline.
But generally, like, going into a restaurant super hungry, it's the same as when you go shopping super hungry.
Yeah.
You end up with all this shit. You're like,
yo. You go shopping hungry?
That's like, a really bad idea.
You go to
idea.
The supermarket hungry, it's just...
You end up getting all this stuff that you would never get. Like, you go there for just bananas
when you get home,
and salad stuff, and you walk out of there with like
frozen pizza
or something from the hot bar, or
you're right,
like roast
chicken tenders, potato wedges.
Yeah, I love the move of like just doing a full grocery run and then stopping by like, you know, Del Taco on the way back or something.
Yes.
That's just a lot of food, man.
Yeah.
That is a hearty amount.
Eden?
Eden is...
She gone.
Glad she's recording. Glad she recorded.
Yeah, we figured all that out.
She didn't record the whole part of her figuring out how to record. And then,
right.
We got... I'm back. I'll get that track. What's next?
All right. So, Licky Icky Icky at Brian Licky asks, would you rather get uglier or dumber?
Ooh.
Now, my question is...
Both.
Can I get uglier smarter?
Oh, yeah. Dumber, or you get dumber and better looking? That's a good question.
Or is it just uglier?
Let's answer it both
dumber.
Ways. Let's answer it both ways. Let's do both ways.
Because I would get uglier to get smarter, for sure. But
I'd get dumber to get hotter. I'd get dumber anyway.
I think straight up the answer is I'd rather get dumber, because I feel like if I was a little bit dumber.
I feel like there's happiness in being dumb.
Right.
You know?
Exactly.
There's a blissful ignorance to it.
The more, like, I just feel super self-aware and just, like, aware in general. And if I could just, like, filter a little bit of that out, I think I would be happier. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Both are relative terms. So.
Yeah.
Generally, like, you know, with God being the arbiter here, you probably want to get uglier. Because smarts will win, like, ultimately. Like, you know that old, like, thing with, you know, the ugly guy with the beautiful woman?
Yeah.
You know that? Remember that?
All the time. I mean, plenty of times. Zach with all of his girlfriends, according to lots of people.
Constantly get asked, how'd you get her? Some fucking charming, you dicks. How about that?
And your charm is intact in this situation.
My charm's always going to be intact on that. Well, also, it's the old adage, right? Work smarter, not uglier. Isn't that the whole saying?
Yeah, no, that's taped up on a poster in most factories around the world.
Oh man, you know the way to get hotter? Cuts clothing, fellas.
Woo!
The sport of business means demanding excellence from your craft and wardrobe. Your fit, it needs to be versatile, blending timeless style and comfort so that you look as good as you feel. And for that, we've got Cuts Clothing. They've taken a classic men's fashion staple, the plain tee, and refined it, combining premium quality with a minimalist aesthetic. I love them so much. I got a Cuts tee for every day of the week. Not only that, guess what? There's 7 days of the week. I got more than seven fucking shirts. You know that? I got multiples. I sweat through one on a hot day here in LA. Got another one. I got a backup. I'm ready. I'm ready for the weather. It's built for performance in the boardroom, the bar, or the gym. Cuts Clothing keeps you sharp wherever the game takes you. Cuts is premium with a purpose. Each piece of clothing is designed with custom engineered fabric, expertly graded for perfect fit, arming you for every challenge and opportunity, whether you run around at night hunting vampires like Blade, or just cuddling up to listen to your favorite podcast like Cinephobe or The Mailbag. Consider the new Cuts hoodie, where they developed Hyperloop French Terry fabric, a textile that's temperature controlled and ageless. I love my Cuts hoodie. I wear it all the time. The significant other in your life, they'll try to steal it. Guaranteed. You'll never need to take it off. I don't recommend taking it off, because otherwise someone's going to take that from you and you won't want to at all. Or you can try the wrinkle-free PYCA, otherwise known as Pika Polo, a design that keeps you fitted for the office, the golf course, at home, the gym, maybe on your next hot date, fellas. It's not just a lifestyle. It's not just clothing. It's office leisure apparel for the sport of business. Get 15% off your first order by going to cutsclothing.com/ding, D-I-N-G. That's cutsclothing.com/ding for 15% off the only shirt worth wearing.
Damn.
So if I get the cut shirt, it solves the whole matter.
Get the cut shirt, and then
you can be uglier or dumber.
You can afford to be uglier. Yep. You're still going to look good.
Cuts is carrying a lot more weight.
Well, we cuts to the core of that, didn't we?
We sure did, Zach. We sure did. I did the...
We shirt did?
We shirt did.
Yeah.
I did the read for Blade Trinity in a Southern accent because I was just trying to mix it up.
Well, howdy, partners. Well, the sport of business means demanding
excellence. Sure ain't the roughest or the toughest in your inventory, but if you need a new clothing for the boardroom, Cuts Clothing. Did that bother Boogie?
Wait, do you not have headphones?
He did. That's how loud the dog
that's
is.
Sliced. That's sliced right through. What's next?
Trying to bring in our guest, Brando or Brandu. Not sure if it's one or the other, but we'll find out soon. He's on his phone, so we can just do his section like with the track two stuff, but...
So wait, real quick. Sorry.
From North Carolina?
I don't know. So I just had my landlord come to the door because they're trying to show the apartment today. And so she heard me do that voice.
Oh, of course.
And so she's like, "Are you recording something?" I was like, "Yeah, I'm just on a podcast, but it's no big deal. You can bring people in." She goes, "Oh, it sounded really good." Okay, thank you.
You should recommend Horrible Bosses too to her.
I guess she likes, she likes the Horrible Bosses too. She likes the Tillman for Tina.
Well, I tried to help old Donald Trump build a wall. I never thought I'd have John Wall on the roster.
Yeah, they just roll in while you're there, Zach?
They asked like a day before or 2 days ago. They're like, "Hey, can we bring people in between 10:30 and 11 or 10:30 and 12 on Friday?" I was like, "Yeah, I don't care."
Move 'em on, hit 'em up, hit 'em up, move 'em on, move 'em on, hit 'em up, rawhide. Cut 'em out, ride 'em in, cut 'em out, ride 'em in, raw. Keep moving, 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 though they're disapproving. Keep them doggies moving, Roy. Don't try to understand them, just rope them, throw and brand them. Soon we'll be living high and wide. My heart's calculating, my true love will be waiting. Be waiting at the end of my ride. Move him on, hit him up, move him on, hit him up, rawhide. Cut him out, ride him in, cut him out, cut him out, ride him in, rawhide.